He, thank you for being in person. Welcome to our first in-person gathering. Give yourself a clap. Yeah. I also want to welcome our online family this morning, wherever you find yourself here, whether you're eating breakfast, in your lounge room, still in your PJs, wherever you are, I pray God's blessings be upon you today. And so, you know, we started off 2022 with a bit of a bang, haven't we? With a bit of, like, we thought that as we crossed 2022, we had all these fresh vision, we had new habits, new goals, we had new resolutions. It started off with a gratefulness and thankfulness and all these sorts of things, and we go bang.
Bang.
Everyone say bang.
Bang.
And, you know, we are hit with the things that has continued on from 2021. And to be honest with you, I thought I'd left them behind. But for some reason, they crept back in. But not only that, they bring along their brothers and sisters. They brought along their brothers and sisters. And so I just want to actually pray. Can we all stand and pray for our people this morning? I just think that we need to do that. Praying for you for online and also in person. Look, you know, we were singing that praise song this morning, and it says, the God of every moment. Yeah. The God of every moment, the God of every season. And I don't know where you find yourself at this moment and at this season. And if you're online, you're the same. I don't know where you are at, situated right now, but I want to pray for God's presence to permeate each and every fiber of your being, and that He will continue what He has begun in you, the good work that He's begun in you. So, Lord God, I thank You so much. You are the God of every moment. You are the God of every season. And I pray this morning, Father God, as we share Your word this morning, and that Your word will be quickened in our spirit, Father God, and that, Lord God, that You will help people wherever they're at, Lord God, to trust in You, to put their full faith in You, Father God. Lord, You are the rock on which we stand, immovable, unshakable, Father God. And Lord, we usher in 2022 with a spirit of faith, not a spirit of fear. And we thank You, Jesus, for every person online. Protect them, provide for them, in Jesus' name. Amen. Amen. Can you agree with me? Can you agree with me this morning? Amen. Well, we started off with a holiday. What I thought with a holiday, and you know, and what happened? We found out that our pastor was being unwell, and he obviously, with some circumstances, you know, he thought, okay, we'll go and get tested, and you can't get anything anywhere. It's just crazy, right? So we waited for the result of what's that. It was supposed to be, you know, affected, you know, because the government says if you have all these symptoms, whatever they are, just assume that you have it, right? Assume that you have it and you need to isolate. And so he did that, and then, you know, the stress of it all, and I said, okay, I'll preach because you can't go out anywhere. I will just preach and I will just, you know, get on with whatever we have, whoever we have, we're just going to be faithful. And so we waited, the stress of that comes along. And then yesterday, got a text saying, freedom! It wasn't COVID after all.
Come on.
It wasn't COVID after all. It wasn't a variant of the Delta or this Omicron or whatever, IHU, whatever it is. It was another variant.
Come on.
It was called Man-Rona.
Yeah.
So there's another thing for you. But the thing is that I'm so glad that you're here today, by the way, because, you know, it just helps us. And this is what's happening in the times at the moment, is that we are going to get all sorts of fear factor, fear things that will shake us, that will make us fearful. And, You know, we laugh about it now, but a few days ago, if you were in that situation, you weren't laughing. You're probably like in the corner, in bed, you know, sweating your guts. I don't know what's happening, but it's just all of those things that's happening for you. But, you know, so I said, okay, I'll preach. And even though it came easy for me, because I never really whip up a sermon for 2 days, but this time it happened because God was been speaking to me about things in my life that needed to be addressed. And it caused some disruption. Like, even though I was writing this message, another message was being, you know, written in my head, in my heart, and in my mind. And I said, okay, well, what's happening? Like, is disruption. It's disruption. It's always something happens when you start the year full of faith and full of, you know, expectation. And then I really needed to watch what I thought, what I said, and what I allowed to reside in my spirit. Church, can I encourage you that no matter what is happening right now, like what I said before, the moment that you're in, the season that you're in, the circumstances, all these various things that can rock us and shake us, can we be people of faith? Yeah. Can we be people that have faith and wisdom, but also be people that will be immovable and unshakable? You know, the devil is trying to rob us of our peace. He's trying to rob us of our, of the seed that's been planted in each of our hearts, the dreams, the goals, and everything that that has been planted in us. He's trying to rob us of anything that would derail, detour, discourage, disappointment, anything at all. He will use people, he will use circumstances to do that just for you. And because the devil, if he can't make you sin, he will make you busy. Busy with the thoughts that consume us. Like, everyone has thoughts? Yep, how many times have we had thoughts that consume us not only for 2 hours, but for the whole day? Yep. Not for the whole day, but for the whole week. Anyone out there? Yep. Anyone online? Can you say amen? If you have, just put it on the chat. And what we have to say to ourselves is that, you know, the devil has no new tricks. He doesn't have new tricks for 2022. He has no tricks, and he's going to use the same strategies. He's going to use the same lies that we often believe in our hearts and our minds. And so we've got to watch what we say to ourselves. Here we go again. Panic. Yeah. Anxiety. Fear creeps back in. But I want to encourage you, church, and if you're online this morning as well, and for the people that are going to watch this later on, tell the devil, not today.
Not today.
Not today. Not now. No, not anymore. No more. Yeah. Full stop.
Yeah. Come on.
Can anyone say that with me? Yeah. Tell the devil, no, not today.
Not today.
Not today. Put it in the chat. Not today. And we just got to see it's all around us. It's all around us. You know, when we think about the new year, we think about new goals and new situations and new beginnings. But what we really want is a new circumstance. It's a start of a fresh year. I think we need to be people that need to be less goal-oriented, orientated, and need less resolutions and more of God and his solutions for this year.
Yeah.
You know, we always kind of like, I know for me, I have all these written stuff that I want to say, okay, this is what's going to happen, blah, 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 blah. But bang, it just throws that out the window.
Yeah.
Like, the word that I've used, I think this year was fluid and flexible. You've got to be fluid like water, and flexible like a Play-Doh, because you just never know what's going to happen.
Yep.
You see, it's not about the new year. It's about what you bring in the new year. What thoughts, what attitudes, what habits, what are we bringing from the last year to this year? You see, it's all around us, right? It's all around us, the news, people, Facebook. You just got to turn the news on and they're bang. it's that. It's always hearing about COVID, the ever-increasing data and everything like that. And I get that. I get that we need to just be informed, well-informed, so to stay informed and be well-versed and everything like that. But we get desensitized. What happens is we get desensitized as people. Sometimes we feed the fear. To be honest with you, how can you start and lead a church and move people's life forward when people aren't want to come out because of fear, because of anxiety? How can you have a gathering when people just want to stay home? And I get that there's some circumstance, so please hear me out. This is not about judging people or anything like that. But how can you lead a church in this day and age? But the thing that I was reminded of as I'm speaking even right now is that it's not me or anyone else in this church that builds it. It's God. He builds the church. And He uses us, His people, to be people that need to be full of faith but full of wisdom. So I found myself getting in the loop of negativity and being affected because, you know, some of my family's been affected now too. And God gave me this scripture, Philippians 4, verse 6. It says, "Be anxious for nothing, but in everything by prayer and supplication with thanksgiving, let your requests be made known to God." Now I look at that and go, are you serious? Are you serious, God? Why are you saying be anxious for nothing? I mean, that's a bit of a tall ask by the things that's happening in our world, isn't it?
Yeah.
I found this to be challenging because at the end of the day, we are human. We have emotions, we have feelings, we have things that's going on in our head. But I think what Paul is saying here, and we need to capture it, is that it's not about not being anxious. It's okay to feel anxious, but it's not okay to stay there. It does not help at all. And I think we've got to realize when Paul was writing this passage in Philippians, he was in a prison cell. He's got every right to feel anxious on what's going to happen. He has every right to feel, worried and everything. But the command is be anxious for nothing, but by prayer and supplication with thanksgiving, make your requests known to God. I believe this scripture is asking each and every one of us to slow down. To slow down, to take a pause, to take a breather, and not run. God is saying to me, and He said this to me a couple of days ago, Mads, stop. Hey, walk with me. Talk with me. Sit with me.
Good.
Don't run ahead with your thoughts, with your anxiousness, but let's start with prayer. Let's start with a posture of humility. Let's start with a posture of praise and thanksgiving. We just talked about gratitude. We not long ago finished. Pastor Tony talked about gratitude. And then the peace of God, the God of peace, will be with you. Now let me be clear before I start here. Worrying or anxiety is not a lack of faith. The last thing I want to do this morning is to make people feel guilty about what they are feeling and already feeling anxious, and then on top of that to load guilt on them. It's not about that. It's not about saying, and this is some of my things that I feel like sometimes I hear of people saying, well, you've got to pray more. You've got to trust God more. If it was that easy, then it would be okay, wouldn't it?
Yeah.
But it's not. Sometimes this anxiety is real. Anyone who has been there knows that it is real. But can I encourage you that anxiety is a feeling. It's not a state of being. It's about looking at this in a different angle. It's not about who is to blame, what is to blame, but we should look forward on how and how this could be alleviated in some way. So the title of my message this morning, if you have not already known, it's Walk, Don't Run. Walk, don't run. Have you ever heard of that phrase, or have you ever used that phrase before? Because I have. I've used that phrase before, and with my kids, you know, running around, and I say, hey, walk, don't run, especially in a slippery area, like in around the pool or anything like that. Because why do we say that? Because often than not, when we run, it's about adrenaline. It's pumping and they're running, and because of excitement. And while this refers to at play, I believe we can use this analogy and this statement on a spiritual level. Because when you run, someone will end up crying. It's all fun and games until somebody gets hurt, isn't it? When you run, someone will surely slip and break their neck or break their head and blood everywhere. I know that's over the top, but that's often what happens, okay? And it's not fun and games there, but I want to use this as a segue to demonstrate that we also run in where God doesn't want us to go. And so how many times do we run ahead of God, run with adrenaline, where the base is one of panic, one of fear, and one of anxiety? I don't know about you, but certainly that's what I felt in the last few days. That's why God is saying to me, walk, Maz, walk, don't run. I believe God wants us to remind us, for the purpose of what's going on in our world, to walk and don't run. Don't run towards the anxious thoughts, the fear, but walk towards the promises of provision and protection that God has for you. Yeah. Slow it down. Stop, look, and listen. Proverbs 12:25 in the Amplified, it says, "The anxiety in a man's heart weighs it down, but a good encouraging word makes it glad." So that's what I'm going to do today. I'm going to give you a good word from a good book by a good God. A good word that will sustain you, a good word that will cheer you up. Because you know what, church? Anxieties are meant to be cast, not carried. I want to give you an example. I have two jars in my house, and one is an adventure jar that we've sort of adopted as a family, and this helps because the anxiety of my kids and husband when they don't get what they want in terms of what we do. So once a month, that's not always successful, okay? It's not always successful, but we write everything that we want to do, we want to achieve, as a family or even as an individual, we want to write it in here, and we put it in here every year, and we call it Adventure Fun Jar. Try it. It might work for you, but sometimes it doesn't work for us. But anyway, I had this jar. So that's what we do. Once a month, we, you know, open it and pick out one thing, and we do that. The second jar I have that I've implemented recently and also last year with my clients as a counsellor is a jar called the worry jar. I realise that there are some other jars in people's household and homes. I have heard that there are swear jars that people have in their homes because sometimes, you know, it's a forced savings. If you swear, then you can just put some money in there, and at the end of the day, you get some money. So it's funny because the size of this, as opposed to the adventure and then the worry, it's quite a lot. These are real things in there. So we wrote the things that concerns us as individuals and families. And what I try and teach my clients and also now my household is that to ask them this question, what are you anxious about? What are you anxious about? Because sometimes you can't articulate your anxiousness. And in my practice, I often ask people, especially with kids, to either do a drawing or to either do this methodology of sand play, which you get a sand or figurines, and then they can articulate through figurines and objects as opposed to talking. So that's what I do in terms of that. And so for us, I say to my client, what's bothering you? What's your concerns? Put it in a jar and leave it there. Now for us who are believers in a Christian faith, we often say, God, these are all my concerns and my worries, and I want to cast them to you. And hopefully they don't come back, because sometimes we have this tendency to put it at the foot of the cross, to cast it into Jesus, but we kind of take it back and say, okay, well, Lord, I can actually handle this. So you can have that one. You can have some of these ones, but the other things that are in here, I'll have it. I'll have it. Because sometimes we feel that, God, you're taking too long to answer my prayers. Anyone out there? So, that's the worry jar. So, what I'm saying in here is that if you, sometimes, you know, visual is very, very powerful, especially there's something powerful, not if you're crippled with fear or if you're crippled with anxiety or any thoughts, sometimes it's just in your head, right? It just stays there. But if you do something that shifts that thing and actually do something proactive that will help you get rid of those thoughts and put it in there, that helps. That helps. Maybe give it a try. It may not work for you. It's not about the one size fits all, but I'm pretty sure that something visually, it puts it in perspective. So we cast that. But I want to read to you another scripture that when I read Philippians 4 verse 6, there's another scripture that's in correlation to this, and it's in 1 Peter 5 verse 7, and it's a scripture that we kind of all know and that rolls off easily, yeah. Like butter on tongues. Like, so it says, cast all your anxiety on him because he cares for you. But what's intriguing about this scripture is that the preceding verse, because before verse 7 happens, something has to be preceding before that. So it's got to be in context. So can I actually also encourage you that when you read the scripture, like in Philippians 4, 6, and because of time, I don't want to read that, but read, you know, Philippians verse 1 to 11. There's context all over there. And this one, there's context. It says, 1 Peter 5, 6, humble yourselves, therefore, under God's mighty hand, that he may lift you up in due time. Cast all your anxiety on him because he cares for you. Now, what's interesting about that, I was thinking, is that what does humility got to do with anxiety? Because if we talk about humility, then we also must talk about pride. Let's read in 1 Peter 5 verse 5 again. I don't know if I've got that there, but I'll read it to you. It says, in the same way, you who are younger, submit yourselves to your elders, all of you. Clothe yourselves with humility toward one another, because God opposes the proud but shows favor to the humble. And then it goes on to say, humble yourselves, therefore, under God's mighty hand, that he may lift you up in due time. Cast all your anxiety on him because he cares for you. Yeah. Now, there's a distinct connection between humility and casting your cares upon the Lord. You see, when I looked at the word cast, this is how it's defined. To throw something forcefully in a specified direction. Wow. Now, I'm going to demonstrate something to you that will kind of help this come alive. Now, camera people, you know what I'm going to do here. Can I have two volunteers, please? Actually, can I have Pastor Daryl and Pastor Tony? Is that all right? Because I know these two men plays cricket. Okay, can you go over there? Can you go over there, please? Thank you. So it says here, so that's a toss, right? That's not casting, right? Like if I just go like this, that's just play ball, right? Give it back to me, please. Can't even catch. See, look. Okay. Yeah. So, geez. Sorry, I'm not really good at this. Okay, I was told not to move around too much today, but anyway. So, I'm going to demonstrate how casting is. Can you move there, please? Now, when I used to play Vigoro. This is another version of cricket in women's field when I was young. Girl cricket, apparently. And my husband says to me, "You throw like a girl." Well, I am a girl. So anyway, so I'm going to cast this, defined to throw something forcefully in a specified direction. You ready, Daz, Pastor Daryl? Okay. Okay, your turn. Your turn.
What turn what?
You go over there. I'm going to cast my care. But forcefully throw it at you on a specified direction, and you're the direction, okay? Ready? Come on. Okay, your turn. You go here, and Daryl, you can catch. Let's see. Let's see what you can... You cast whatever cares you have on a forcefully... Okay, Daryl, your turn. See if Pastor Tony can catch this.
Be gentle.
Whoa. So I'm going to cast my cares upon forcefully in a direction. There's a bit of a thing there, right? It's a softball. Oh, thank you, guys. Thank you. Give them a hand. Now, I hope that's a revelation to you. I know that's a little bit of fun and games and would love to actually have, you know, demonstrating things because you kind of retain it a little bit more. But let's go back to the main scripture. Philippians 4:6. Be anxious for nothing, but in everything by prayer. What's prayer? It's how we talk to God. By supplication, like I said to you before, a posture of humility and with thanksgiving. It's like gratitude. It's never invincible or silent. Yeah. Let your request be made known to God. You know, when I was doing that demonstration about the casting thing, like, I often thought casting was like, I go, God, thank you so much, and this is my concerns, and I just want to put it before you. But that definition says to forcefully throw in a specified direction. God can handle it. He's a big God. You're not going to hurt him. He's not going to be wounded by that. You know, D.L. Moody says this about this scripture. Be careful for nothing, be prayerful for everything, be thankful for anything. What is anxiety? Let's keep going. Anxiety is an emotion generally by feelings of tension, worried thoughts. That doesn't even make sense. It's like generated. Okay. It's a response from deep pain and wounds from past trauma. It is a normal, natural emotion that everyone experiences from time to time. Why do we get anxious? Come on, talk to me. Maybe this is the only time that you get to yell at the preacher. Why do we get anxious? Come on, tell me.
COVID.
What else?
Fear.
Worry. Future. Anything else? Kids. Yeah, they get you, don't they? There's uncertainty, finance, job, house, health, you name it. Okay? Because we live in the age of anxiety. If we are honest with ourselves, most of us here have been affected in this room and have had anxious thoughts that consumed us not just for 2 hours, but for a day and times on end. You don't have to watch the news for 30 minutes to know that things are just ramping up. What if I get COVID and we get triggered? You know, we get triggered by stuff. What if I can't work? Or what if I can't pay my mortgage? What if I can't? There's all the what-if scenarios that happens. Unfortunately, our lives are getting more and more overwhelmed by fear and anxiety. Because you know what? It's not what's happening out there that makes me anxious. It's what I allow in my heart and in my mind, and that's the problem. Somehow we need to hold the tension of what we hear and what we hold. We need to hold the tension of what we see and what we say. Anxiety is making you focus on the I. I'm going to show you this. A and X, I, what do you see in there? I. Internally, the most common denominator when we think about anxiousness is that we're in the middle. It's a common denominator, isn't it? And, you know, we need to take responsibility of our own anxiety. No one can make you feel anxious but yourself. We can't blame COVID, we can't blame the government, we can't blame anybody. So today I want to give you 7 quick, practical, proven principles that starts with the letter I, so that we need to ask ourselves this year. If we're going to move forward in faith and wisdom and with expectations, we need to ask these things so that we can dial down the anxiety level in our lives. Okay, you ready? I'm going to quick this input. What are you full of? What is it that you are being consumed by? What is the voice that you listen to the most? Yeah. I've been told by research that the predominant voice that you often hear is the people that have been your primary caregiver or are someone that you've been attached to and bonded. That's the voice that you often hear. Sometimes it can be negative and it can also be positive. Like I sometimes still hear my mum's voice. She's still alive, obviously, but she, things like, oh, make sure you look back where you came from. Like, make sure you put more food than what is needed. All that sort of stuff. Or make sure you eat everything on your plate because, you know, the starving children in Africa. And consequently, I then put that towards my kids. Make sure you don't leave everything on your plate. Eat your beans, eat whatever, you know. It's all of those things. I hear my parents, my mum's voice. And I was talking to Daryl this week, Pastor Daryl, and I said to him, you know, what goes in must come out. And then he said, yeah, but what comes out is not necessarily what you want. You see, you can pray the peace of God and expect the God of, but don't expect the God of peace to be with you if there's no place to put it. Inconsistency. Who are you when no one is looking? Is there any inconsistencies in your life because, or in my life, because that's going to cause us anxiety? Are you a WYSIWYG, is what I called a WYSIWYG, is what you see is what you get sort of a person. Influencer. Who is or are influencing you? Is it social media? Is it TikTok? Is it Instagram? Is it who is it? Is it K-pop? My daughter's going to kill me. Is it anything? Who's influencing you? You know, we have a job now called a social influencer. But let me tell you this. You will always fall short because it will always be a question of, am I enough? Next, incline. Who and what are you inclining to? Proverbs 2 verse 2 says, incline your ear to wisdom and incline your heart to understanding. If the word means is to incline, it naturally means that you will decline. See, it's not the message that I preach to you today or share with you today that determines the course of your life. Is the sermon that you preach to yourself. Like right now, right this minute, while I'm talking, there's another sermon in your head.
Yeah.
I can't believe she's saying that.
Yeah.
How dare she says those things? You know, it's all of those things that can be negativity, that can cause us to feel anxious. The Bible says, it's what you say to yourself. Let the words of my mouth and the meditation of my heart be pleasing to you, O Lord. Ignore. What things are you ignoring last year that you're bringing into this year? What is it in your life that you are ignoring? Because it's in the too hard basket. What decisions do you have to make this year that you have kind of procrastinated upon because you think it's too hard? Can I encourage you and challenge you this year, make 3 decisions. It doesn't matter whether they're wrong. That's how you're going to learn. You can't keep saying, well, I don't want to make a decision just in case it doesn't work. Just do it anyway. Make a decision about something that you think that could make your life move forward and better. Stop procrastinating. Because your indecision is making you anxious. Iniquity, another word is sin. What sin am I holding on to? If I have sin in my heart and it's unchecked and I don't cast it, it's going to make me anxious to come to God. Because God says, in the scripture in Hebrews, it's not on the screen, is that come boldly before the throne of God. How can I come boldly if I have sin in my heart? Psalm 139, this is what it says. Search me, God, and know my heart. Test me and know my anxious thoughts. Point out anything in me that offends you and lead me along the path of everlasting life. The last I that I want to give to you. Oh, hang on. Is isolation. What are you isolating from? Can a team please come? I heard that this was the word for 2020, and that was 2 years ago, right? But can I say that the enemy wants you to be isolated? He wants to find you in isolation, because if he finds you in isolation, then he can attack you. He can do all sorts of things that can cripple you. You know, people have isolated from people. And I know when you're anxious, that's the last thing you want to be doing, is to have people around you. But can I encourage you to not internalize things this year? Can I encourage you that more than ever, we need a support system. That's why we have connect groups. And this is going to be launching, and I'm going to talk about that this next week if I'm preaching next week, is that connect groups. Because connect groups turns the I into us. And I want to show you this. Anxious. The I now becomes us. Don't be a loner this year. Don't hide. Don't isolate. We need support systems, and that's where connect groups. If you're not in a connect group at the moment, I want to encourage you to find one. I know people are busy, and we have all sorts of ways on how we connect. I always, talk about connection because it's important. Because if you're not connecting, then you don't have any support system. And there's this thing that's at the moment just running in my head, is that, and this is a theme that I want to launch in for my connect groups, that it takes two. I know there's a song on that, but it takes two. Who is your and this year? Because two is better than one. So I'm going to close with this. Be anxious for nothing, but in everything, by prayer and supplication, with thanksgiving, let your request be made known to God. Can we all stand, please? I hope, church, that this word has been helpful for you. I hope that this is something that would help you ponder, especially on the things that the seven eyes. You have to ask yourself those questions. No one can answer them for you but yourself. We have to internally look within. But don't stay there. We have to determine to fix our focus this year. Fix our focus on the promises and the provision and the protection of God, because we have it. We have it. You know, do not fear is written in the Bible 365 times. And how many days do we have in a year? Doesn't that make you think that this is not just a coincidence? That God is saying to each and every one of us, especially for you, those who are online, do not fear. Do not be anxious. God is with us. God is with you. And we need to just purpose in our minds and purpose in our hearts to not let fear overtake us, but let the faith in our hearts rise up. Why? If you read it in context in Philippians 4, it says, because the Lord is near. He's coming. I don't care what this coronavirus is doing, whatever it is, but the Lord is coming. Yeah. And that's the only thing we need to look forward to. Why don't we stand and just have some time of worship and lean into God? I think we might sing Yours. Can we sing Yours? And let's just, if you want to come in to start the 2022 and posture yourself in humility here, before you can cast anything, you need to have a posture of humility. You know, being humble, it's so difficult because it requires you to bow down. it requires you to put aside the things that you think you are right for. But God is saying to you this morning, humble yourselves and I will lift you up. Let's just sing this morning.
It all revolves around your throne. Who can know your glory? So high above, you're slain for us. You alone worthy. And the praise is yours. And the praise is yours. You're the one we bow before. Reigning over us as we lift you up. You will reign forevermore. And the praise is yours. And the praise is yours.
Father, I thank you that you reign forevermore. Father, I thank you that you reign in each of our homes. You reign in each and every person that's here and also online. Father, I pray for your protection. I pray for your provision. Lord, I pray, Father God, that people today, Lord God, will know that the antidote to anxiety is prayer. That the antidote to anxiety is gratefulness. And so, Lord God, we thank you. We thank you that you are already working through what we are worried about. And Father, we thank you that it is already in motion. Lord God, that we don't need to feel anxious. Father God, because we trust you. We trust you. Father, forgive us if in every area, Father God, where we feel that we can do better than you can. Lord God, to keep us fresh this year. Let us not be people that will be crippled with fear or be anxious. Father, I pray that you would remind each and every one of us that you are God. That you are God. And nothing, nothing is ever difficult for you. Thank you, Jesus. Guys, thank you so much for joining us this morning. Thank you for coming out and being with us. Church online, thank you so much. Make sure you comment if there's anything that you need. Make sure you contact our church office. We're back in the office tomorrow, so we'll be there to answer any requests you may have. But for everyone here in person, thank you so much for being here. God bless you. Be well. Stay safe. Again, if you know of anybody who needs any assistance, make sure you let us know. Don't be isolated, okay? Thank you, guys. Amen.